Welcome to Story Time. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. Your master's cup. We haven't stolen your master's cup. You can search every sack and see for yourself. Do you remember what Joseph Stewart found when he searched those sacks? Yes, that's right. The silver cup was found in Benjamin's sack. You can imagine the great anguish and fear of all 11 brothers as they got on their donkeys and turned back toward Egypt, bowing down before the accusing eyes of this harsh Egyptian ruler. They feared for their very lives. But you and I know this Egyptian ruler was Joseph. And he's putting his brothers through one last test. Had their hearts changed since the time they had treated Joseph with such cruelty? Joseph did not have to wonder for long. As he saw his brothers pleading with tears for their brother Benjamin, he realized they were different. In Genesis 45:1, we read, "Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, 'Cause every man to go out from me.' And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. Joseph said, 'I am Joseph. Is my father really still alive?' But the brothers couldn't answer him because they were so shocked and so afraid. Joseph called to them, 'Come near to me, please. I'm really Joseph, your brother, the one you sold into Egypt. But do not be grieved or angry with yourselves that you sold me as a slave. God sent me before you to save your life.'" Don't you think it's a little strange that Joseph was telling his brothers not to be grieved or angry with themselves for what they had done to him? Really and truly, Joseph was the one who should be very grieved and angry. After all, it was Joseph who had been treated so badly. But Joseph had forgiven his brothers, so he didn't have any anger. Joseph tried to explain to his brothers that he had been able to see God work all these evil things out for good. If Joseph hadn't gone to Egypt, then he would have not been there to tell Pharaoh the dream and warn him of the famine that was coming. There would have been no food stored up in Egypt, and everyone would have died, including Joseph's brothers. "God sent me before you to save life," Joseph told them several times. Oh, you can be sure there was lots of crying and hugging when the brothers finally got over their shock and realized this was indeed their brother Joseph. Then Joseph began to tell them, he wanted them to go back home and bring their father and all their families, all their belongings, and move to Egypt. The famine was going to be bad for another 5 years, and Joseph wanted to be able to care for all of them. Joseph gave them money and wagons, new clothes, plenty of food for the journey. How kind and generous Joseph was to all of them. He loved them so much. It seems he wanted to show them every way he possibly could. How much like our wonderful God who loves us. He not only made us and all things, but he shows us in so many ways how much he loves us. What wonderful provision he has made for us. Think about it. Food, clothes, our parents, his wonderful protection. But most wonderful of all is that he is willing to forgive us our sins and allow us to come and live with him in heaven someday. Did you think that everyone goes to heaven when they die? Well, God wants everyone to be in heaven, but the truth is, there will be many, many people who will miss heaven. Those who receive the Lord Jesus, God's Son, into their lives will have their sins forgiven and go to heaven someday. Those who reject the Lord Jesus will not have their sins forgiven, so they cannot ever go to heaven. But the Lord Jesus, God's Son, died so that we could have our sins forgiven and we could go to heaven? 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4 tells us how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Can you think of a greater way for God to show His love for us than to send His dear Son to die for our sins? Just as God shows love for us, Joseph was showing His love and forgiveness for his family every way he possibly could. You can imagine what happened when the brothers returned to Canaan and they tried to convince old Father Jacob that his son Joseph was not only very much alive, but the second in command in Egypt. Well, it took some time for old Jacob to believe this incredulous story, but finally he himself began to pack up to go with the family to Egypt. Genesis 45:28 says, "And Israel," as Jacob was called, "said, 'It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die.'" What a wonderful reunion Jacob had with his favorite son. Joseph had the joy of showing his dear old father all his wealth and position, his two little boys, and you can be sure Joseph made sure his father and brothers and all their family settled in the best of the land. It was called Goshen. There Joseph cared for every need of his family. Old Father Jacob was able to enjoy his long-lost son for 17 years. And then he went to be with the Lord in heaven. Oh, and then those brothers started having a guilty conscience all over again. In Genesis 50:15, we read, "And when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, 'Joseph will hate us.'" They thought Joseph was only being kind to them because his father was watching. What do you think, boys and girls? Well, the brothers all got together and they went before Joseph and fell down before him and said, "We are your servants." But Joseph had not changed. He meant it when he forgave them. He said to these brothers, "Don't be afraid of me. Am I in the place of God to punish you? You thought evil against me, yes, but God turned it into good to save many people's lives." The Bible tells us Joseph spoke kindly to them and continued to care for them. From his mouth and from his heart, Joseph had truly forgiven his brothers. Our dear Joseph lived to be 110 years old, and he was greatly respected not only by his family but by all of Egypt. But here is where we must say goodbye to Joseph. We've had 6 good lessons we've learned from him, haven't we? But if you are here and you know the Lord Jesus, just think. Joseph will be one of the members of the family of God we will meet in heaven. Because not only did Joseph forgive his brothers, but God forgave Joseph of all his sin. How about you? If you know the Lord Jesus, will you this week do some spring cleaning in your heart? Look to see if there is any boy or girl, relative or teacher, maybe a parent, that you're not forgiving. Matthew 6:14. "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Matthew 6:14. God has forgiven you of all your many sins, and He wants you to forgive others of their sins against you. If you have never believed on the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, how much He loves you and wants to be your Savior. Like Joseph was mistreated and hated at first, so the Lord Jesus was hated and beaten and nailed to a cross to die. But as with Joseph's life, God turned it to good to save the lives of many people. The Lord Jesus died for our sin and rose from the dead. Now He's in heaven. And just as Joseph wanted to forgive and love and care for his family, so the Lord Jesus longs to forgive your sin and make you His child. What wonderful love and care and forgiveness we have as His children. The Bible says in Galatians 3:26, "Ye are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." Faith means believing. What must you believe? Well, believe that you're a sinner, separated from God. Believe that Jesus is God's Son, and that He died willingly to take your punishment for sin. After His death on the cross, was buried and rose again, believe that when you ask Him, He comes in to forgive your sin, and He makes you His child forever. That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.